Blog Talk Radio.
Great morning, great morning, great morning. I love that song. Oh, my God. Follow Me. I tell you, bring back some memories from back in the days in my 20s, when I was in my 20s at the club. I love that song. So anyway, welcome to Faith Focus Finnish Blog Talk Radio Show. And today is going to be a very interesting topic. It's all about mindset. And I'll tell you, mindset is everything. But we're going to talk about that in a little bit. Anyway, I have some announcements. I got a couple of people lined up to get on the show. I'm so excited. If you're looking for promotions, commercial, radio interviews, or radio spins, maybe you're a life coach or author, maybe you have some events that you want to announce, this is a great global platform to do that on the Faith Focused Fitness Blog Talk Show. I'm on from 11 a.m. to noon, Monday through Friday. And the call-in number, you can call in as a guest or call in, ask questions, or make statements. The number is 563-999-3741. Now, if you need to get in contact with me for any radio spins or interview, my email is faithfocusedfinish@gmail.com. And so let me tell you, I was looking at the stats, and I'll tell you, there's been a lot of people listening to some of the guests that I had on the show. So just to name some places that I saw on the map, they got Ghana, Morocco, India, Nigeria, Canada, and United States. And I can't even try to pronounce the name in South America, but I have a little place in South America. Someone's there listening. So a great global platform if you want to introduce your business to the world or expand yourself. So I'm just super excited that God gave me the opportunity. I never thought that I would be in radio. I stumbled across it through an interview. Somebody interviewed me. They asked me to come and be a co-host on their show. And I ended up wanting to do something different. So I had the other opportunity to do it on Blog Talk Radio on another show. I built that station up to 8 different countries, helped build it up. And so I said, you know, I want to do it for myself. So it was that easy. So I signed up and started my own station. So I'm pretty excited about sharing my platform with others. So I'm super excited about that. Yesterday, we had a great conversation with Miss Missy Wilson. Excuse me. We got on and we talked about domestic violence. And we're going to actually have a part 2 on Monday. Part 2. So I want to get some more people on the line so we can talk about it, whether you're the abuser or being abused, because we want to try to help as many people as possible. I had tomorrow I have Miss Courtney Johnson. She's the author of A Purposeful Journey. So we're going to be talking about her story. She's going to share her story in her book with us. We had Devonna Boone, author of Precious Gems. She actually, at 10 years old, witnessed her mother being murdered by her boyfriend. And so she came in and told her story, and now she's a youth mentor for young women. She have a couple of organizations. I listed it on her episode. So once you go on her episode, you can actually click on those links. Ms. Devonna Boone is the author of Precious Gems, The Journey of My Shaping. Who else did I have? Let me see. I have, Ms. Felicia Charlton. She has an up-and-coming stage play that's in Daytona, Ohio. And that's going to be at the Daytona Art Institute Saturday, November 16th, 2019 at 2 p.m. The address is 465 Belmont Park North, and that's in Daytona, Ohio. She still has some more tickets. That's if you want to go and buy your ticket, her actual page is listed on her episode. Her last name is Charlton. And so, yeah, guys, I mean, help her out. I mean, she was in foster care. Now she have her own organizations. She's a mentor coach and life coach. So, you know, she just want to help some people out in the community. And I think it's an awesome play. And that I've been helping her promote. So, yeah, if you just go right on my page, you'll see it. I act on my Facebook page and on my LinkedIn page. I actually put the website out for the get tickets. So that was last week. Who else did I have last week? Let me see. Oh, well, Mr. Antonio wasn't last week, but Antonio Brooks, he actually sent me a message yesterday morning saying that he just started shipping out books from people that actually heard him on my show. So congratulations to you to watch you grow. The name of his book is called Child Support, How I Paid It and Made It. And me and him had a part one and a part two. So go back and check that out. I had Ms. Yolanda Compass, the author of Breaking Free from the Cycle of Destructive Relationships, where she was in abusive relationships and how she came out of that. So now she ministers and she wants to share her story and her book with you. Ms. Dr. Chantrice Holloman, author of Shoes Without Feet, Shoes Without Feet. She actually had a major heart attack, ended up in the hospital, had infections in her leg, and they had to amputate her leg. So she wanted to tell you about her powerful, positive story. And now that was pretty interesting to listen to her story. I have Ms. Tawanda Steele, one of my great, great friends, survived breast cancer. She came on and told her journey. That was a good show, guys. You got to go back and listen to that one. That's what I like about this global platform because, you know, you can actually go back and listen to everybody's episodes, and that's what I like. Derek Pickens, he had a book released titled The Power of Belief, where, he's just talking a little bit about his journey and, you know, trusting and believing God that whatever you ask for is going to come. You just need to ask for it and believe in yourself. So, and then I had the Keisha Wade, the Queen of Hearts. Her song released was called Love Languages. Yes. And then I have a couple little other episodes and then mistakes that people make not getting life insurance and talk about the rule of 72, how to save and accumulate money. And so, you know, the concepts that I teach people, they don't teach us in high school and college. If your parents don't know, how are you going to know? So, yeah, so I have a couple. Who else I have? Oh, Ms. Karma Banks. She's an author. Her book is called Mind Traveling. And I also have a young lady. I have to get her episode together, Ms. Deech Lynn, who's she actually has Swooky Cookies. And so she's traveling now where she's going from state to state with her cookies. And she's a life coach and mentor. And so I can't wait to get her on the show. So I'm just super excited, guys. Super excited to help people share this platform. I'm going to take a quick break right quick, and then we're going to come back and talk about this unnecessary madness that just happened on Monday. And I'm going to take a quick break right quick. That kind of got me messed up, but I feel like we have to talk about these things because it's just really getting out of hand. I'm going to play Far Away by Marshall Ambrosius, so I'll be right back in 3 minutes.
Coming back in the beginning, everything was cool. Towards the end of it all, it's all bad. I know I played my part in making it what it is, and I know that you did the same. I guess I'm out of here, I'm moving on again. I'm sure that you will understand. I play by the rules, you play by the game. I couldn't have stayed, it's easier to say, cause I was by your side. Into the pain, I guess it doesn't matter now that you're so far away. And every minute you're gone, I'm missing it so, but can't believe that you're far away. You get you out of my mind, boy, you're out of my life. I can't believe that you're far away.
Pens
Welcome back. Welcome back to Facebook. It's Finished Blog Talk Radio Show. Welcome back. I see you have a couple of callers on the line. Hopefully we can get some dialogue up here. Yes, I want to come back. I want to talk about this man that got killed at the Popeyes. And I'll tell you, I'm just a little bit disturbed about it. But I'll tell you, mindset is everything. Environment is everything. I mean, I don't know these people's background. But the thing is, if you're going to fight about a chicken sandwich. Okay, I'm going to let that sit and marinate for a minute. But anyway, here's the story. I just pulled up one of the articles, one of that that's not, announcing the people's name. It says a 20-year-old man was stabbed to death when a fight broke out in a chicken sandwich line at Popeyes in Oxford, Maryland, on Monday night following a nationwide return of the popular food item. The police said the fight erupted as one man accused the other one of cutting the line. Now, first of all, guys, how old are we? And this line was designated for just that chicken sandwich. And they just started selling the sandwich on Sunday. Someone's killed on Friday. The fight spilled out into the parking lot, and that's when the man was stabbed to death and later died at the hospital. And so I was not on purpose, okay? Not on purpose, was on Facebook checking my messages, and I saw a lady actually trying to squeeze through on a drive-thru line and tore up her Mercedes-Benz. And still kept driving, did not care that she was tearing up her car, even though that's a materialistic thing. But that sandwich, I mean, I'm just trying to understand. What do people think about, what are they thinking at that moment when you're, first of all, when you're cutting in line, second of all, when you start fighting, when you start arguing, and then to the point that the fight and the argument leads to a death. I'm so lost and confused about this incident. I guess it's not meant for me to understand. But I'm sure none of these people are really starving to the point that they can't wait to get, wait for them to cook the sandwich. And I also seen an incident this morning also of a lady trying to fight the workers about a sandwich. And it's like, guys, listen, if somebody already been killed, why are we arguing and fighting over a sandwich? I mean, is it that serious? And so, I'm just really baffled about it. But anyway, I'm going to open up the lines for a minute to see if anybody else have anything that they want to say, because I don't know if you heard of the incident or read about it. The crazy thing is, I think I've been to that one before, Oxford, Maryland, too. I used to live in Maryland, and I have some family that live in that area. And we actually had ordered out at the Popeyes. So I'm not for sure if that's the one I went to. I'm not going to lie, it is in the hood, but that's still not an excuse for people to act like that. I mean, it's just ridiculous. Anyway, I'm going to open up the line and see if anybody have anything, suggestions or things that they want to talk about. And it don't even have to be about this chicken sandwich, because I'm telling you, I'm so done with it. And I'm telling you, we just got to do so much better, guys. We're so busy fighting so hard they already made $2 million off of watching street fights or restaurant fights off this chicken sandwich. And I'm like, we fighting so hard for somebody else's stuff. And we won't even fight hard for our own. And that's what I'm really messed up in the head about. But anyway, I'm going to open up the lines for a minute, see if anyone have anything they want to say. I see some callers on the line. So hold on for 1 second. Let me just open up the line. Callers, do you have anything that you want to say, or about this or any, it doesn't matter the subject, is really, you know, express yourself day to day. All right, we got some shy people on the line today. I see I have some phone numbers that are usually on there daily, and I appreciate you coming on and listen daily. I appreciate your support. But yeah, I had this one article. It says one of the employees spoke to NBC News and said it's grown people. I mean, it's just dumb that grown people are fighting over a chicken sandwich that's kid stuff. And it really is. And it's really sad. And then your kids watching you fight. What do you think the kids are thinking? That's what I'm thinking about. Wow. You know, and the kids are supposed to be looking up to you. And how can they be taught to do the right things when they, you know, really being taught to do all the wrong things? But anyway, they haven't caught the suspect yet. They do have pictures of them. So, you know, if anybody's on here listening, they actually have a hotline that you can call it for tips. The number is 1-866-411-TIPS, T-I-P-S, if you want to, you know, call in if you have tips, you know who that person or the whereabouts of the man or the woman that was in the restaurant that day. I just think it's pretty sad. I don't know if I would want, I don't have any kids, but I don't know if I want my great nieces and nephews to remember me as the one that's out there fighting over a chicken sandwich or fighting over who skipped in line. And the other thing is, we sit here arguing with these people. Some of these people don't have, I mean, first of all, they probably, the other person ain't either, they right mind either, if both people are fighting. But you don't know what somebody just went through that day. You don't even know if they mentally, if they psychotic, but you sit there arguing with somebody that should be in a mental institute. I'm just saying. It only took one stab, and they said it took 15 seconds. It happened so fast, people didn't see it happening. And that's the crazy thing. And just that fast, your life was taken away from you. And this was a young man, 28 years old. Now you don't have, hopefully you don't have any kids, but now you can't even see your, you know, achieve your goals and dreams because you gone over a chicken sandwich. A chicken sandwich. I want that to echo. Chicken sandwich. I'm kind of at a loss of words about it, but anyway, you know, sometimes something, I kept on saying to myself, do I want to talk about this subject on my radio? But it needs to be talked about because there's so many of us out there. Before I was being open-minded, I know sometimes I fought and argued with people over some silliness that made no sense. And but I'm thankful that God gave me the opportunity to open up my mind and start paying attention to stuff and my environment. And, you know, if somebody cut in front of me, go ahead and cut. I don't even care at this point. It's not even worth being killed about. It's just not. But I'm going to take a quick break right quick because I'm going to take a quick break and I'll be right back. And just so you know, I won't be on long today. I just really want to talk about mindset and just getting on the right track and doing what we're supposed to do. But I'm going to take a quick break and I'll be right back.
You. I get in my feelings, yeah. I start reminiscing, yeah. That time around, I want it to be different, yeah. Waiting on a sign, guess it's time for a different prayer. Lord, please favor for me. Do this one favor for me. I had to change. change my player ways. Got way too complicated for me. I hope she's waiting for me. Everywhere she go, they playing my song. That's why I say the things that I say. That way I know you can't ignore me. But so, so, yeah. So give me all of you in exchange for me. Just give me all of you in exchange for me. For me. Break it down. Yes, sir. Check. We used to lay up and then stay up, had then blow. I shouldn't play no games with you, just leveled up my brain. Last time I saw you in the street, that was strange. Guess there's nothing I could do. Man, it's true. X has changed. Yeah. Hey. Guess you changed for the better. Better. I know you know how to make me jealous. I was never loyal, let you tell it, yo. But I'm ready to fix it if you ready, baby. So, so. Yeah. So give me all of you in exchange for me. Just give me all of you in exchange for me. For me.
For real, Sean. Yeah, I know.
Yeah. Is you at two keys or ten roof? Turn up, we on Tello, we just getting loose. Baby, I'm low key feeling you. Don't be cynical, I'll fuck you over. Wanna fuck you over. And again, the truth is, I ain't really his top problem. Girl, I swear to God, them can't never say they got him. No, I bet you wanna tell him, don't try him. I don't wanna tell him, let's surprise him. I don't wanna get into it, why you stressing him? I've been driving back and forth from Louisville to Lexington. Mileage on the whip, got your in my grip. College, make you wanna strip. For them dollars. Nah, girl, I got a job for you. Swear to God, I could do a lot for you. Saw you strolling through the campus, I had to stop for you. I was scrolling through the gram, girl, I had to follow you. Say what's up with you.
This is Blog Talk Show. Welcome back, welcome back, welcome back. We was talking about that guy that got killed over the pot pie chicken sandwich. Mm. That's all I got to say. Anyway, I just think that, you know, we just got to start learning how to train our mindset, read some books, change our environment. I'll tell you, since I left, I always talk about the last 5 years, I've just surround myself around some different people because, you know, if you keep staying in the same type of environment, you're going to get the same results. And the crazy thing is, sometimes we don't even realize that we in negative environments until you step into a different environment. We're like, wow, okay, all these people out here doing this, all these entrepreneurs, all these business owners. Oh wow, they over here making money over here doing the same thing I've been thinking about I should do years ago, and I didn't do it. And so when you put yourself in different environments, you're going to get different results. And so I'm so thankful for the people that surround me now, because I can, you know, achieve my goals and dreams by helping them and they helping me. And that's what it's all about, helping each other grow. And, you know, I'm thank God because I don't know where I would be right now if I didn't change, you know. So we got to start reading books, keep a mind, positive people around us, positive books, seeing your daily affirmations, making sure you pray. You know, I pray, I listen to this prayer every day before I go to sleep and before I leave the house. And sometimes I listen to it while I'm in the car. I'm like, you know, you just need to keep that constantly in your head, constantly keeping positive things in your head where you're not, you know, to replace all that negative stuff and negative environment. You don't have to, because you're in that environment don't mean that you have to act like that. So, but anyway, like I said, I was going to be on long today. Tomorrow I will not be on. I have a couple of doctor's appointments, so I won't be online tomorrow. But you can still also go back and listen to all of my episodes where, you know, I think is, matter of fact, wait a minute, tomorrow is Thursday. I got my days mixed up. Actually, I will be on here tomorrow. I'm thinking it's Friday. Today is Thursday, guys. Sorry about that. actually have Miss Courtney Johnson that's going to be on tomorrow. Courtney Johnson. Yeah, let me see what's the name of her book. She, The Purposefully, let me see. I don't want to get it wrong. But yeah, I'm going to have Miss Courtney on tomorrow. I don't know why I thought today was Thursday. See, that's the old age creeping up on me, y'all. So let me see, Miss Courtney. Let's see, what's the name of her book? She's actually a native of South Carolina. She's a mother of three, entrepreneur, author, artist, certified life coach, and a youth mentor. She got a lot of interesting things going on with her. I was, you know, very, a young lady too, very surprised that she, I don't know why I get surprised because these young people out here trying to outdo us. Oh, folks, y'all, we got to get busy. But the name of her book is called Purposeful Journey, and that's Courtney Johnson. She's going to actually be on tomorrow. I'm super excited. She had me all excited on the phone interview. So that's tomorrow, Thursday. I can't wait to have her on here. Now, Friday is the day that I will be off, though. But I might just, you know, have some music or something playing. I might just record something later on just to hear myself talk about different subjects. Hey, I have a caller on the line. Well, I have, actually had a couple of callers on the line. The subject today was about the man who was killed about the chicken sandwich. I'm not for sure if you want to speak on that. I just opened up the line for the couple of callers that just came on. Caller? Hey, how are you?
I'm doing just fine. And yourself?
I'm great. Did you hear about the story about the guy that got killed over the chicken sandwich?
Yeah, I did.
Tell me what you think about that.
And as somebody stated, you know, of course, I guess it is a big thing, and I guess white folk would love to, you know, just brandish the story, you know, as we were just heathens and just fighting each other over a chicken sandwich and killing each other. But the reality is that, you know, a lot of times it's what they call, they say it's the principle. You know, we've had situations where somebody may kill somebody over a couple of dollars, but there, you know, a lot of times there's a certain disrespectful undertone that somebody may have even after borrowing that $5. So I think just anger management, how we de-escalate situations such as these, even if it not be a chicken sandwich that we're standing in line for, or Jordans, or anything that we're putting a lot of our attention or, you know, putting a lot of our energy to, and quite, you know, here naturally, we are just putting a lot of us as black people, we're putting a lot of our energy, you know, to these chicken sandwiches. So somebody is going to, you know, get a shoe that's going to be stepped on, or this something that's going to happen. So, you know, our main thing should be how we, you know, get away from having a violent outcome, and, you know, actually asking if what we are going to do is going to be actually worth it. Is me, you know, killing this guy, like I said, even if it not be for a chicken sandwich, him just cutting in line in front of me in line, period. If I kill this guy, that would put me in jail for, you know, years all over this one device or over a chicken sandwich. And our ability to know how to, you know, logic things, you know, all the way through, you know, properly rationale certain things all the way through is a thing that should be of utmost importance, not in, you know, only these two young men's households, but a lot of our own households, just to ensure that our children aren't making some of the same mistakes or aren't responding in the same manner to potentially lead to a mistake as what was done in this case.
Right. Yeah, I mean, the crazy thing is, I mean, just looking at all the, you know, those when they were selling the chicken sandwiches before, and just coming, I mean, the crazy thing, I was not looking for these videos. They just come across the feed. And I tell you, I'm really embarrassed about it because You know, you're right. And I don't want this to be a white and black thing, but at the end of the day, it really is. It's just shameful. I feel ashamed that it's mostly our people that's actually fighting over this stuff. It makes no sense to me.
No, I was just going to say this as well. Like, but you kind of see the undertone that's being provided. Like, you know, somebody had to know about all this because they came out with the chicken sandwich. And then not long after, you know, they said, hey, there aren't any more chicken. Who would introduce something new without actually having the supply to accommodate the forecasted demand? Like, who would put out this and see all of this influx of people that are concerned and ready to come over and buy? But then you actually, in a lot of these situations, are created specifically for us as black people. So we can now go out and do this and act as heathens, and now they would have to call in the police. And again, this is pointing back to us at how we need to know how to conduct and control ourselves. You know, that's just it, hands down. You know, our people, we do a bad job. And like you said, you don't want to make it a white, black thing, but 100% it is. And it is our people that will be the ones out there fighting each other or going. So it is us that need to look and probe our actions and our behaviors.
Exactly. Well, it's funny that you had mentioned that them running out of chicken the last time, out of the chicken sandwich, as they say. They have somebody that actually, I think it's in Louisiana, that's actually suing Popeyes because they ran out of the chicken.
Right.
And I was like, wow. But you're right. And they knew, even when they knew when they first brought that chicken sandwich out and the chaos that it started.
Right.
Why would you even bring it back again? I mean, now
right.
I'm sure
right.
somebody's going to be filing a lawsuit, this man's family, for him getting killed
and
about it.
And this is very true. This is true where they actually are making a spectacle out of us as black folk by basically calling us savage. And, you know, and a lot of times I'm pretty sure that chicken, it has a chemical in there, which a lot of times they do, that keeps you coming back. They have some type of drug that is inside of the chicken that will now make you an addict, now making you almost like a zombie where you got to have that thing. And that is, in my opinion, the dynamic that was created. Because, again, why would you create something hoping to sell and make millions of dollars, but you don't have the supply to even ensure that? Who does that?
Right.
You know, who does that? At least until you are able to seize your supply, you know, then, you know, just don't even bring it out. Why would you bring it out then not realizing that, hey, you don't even have enough supply to accommodate your demand? Now, that's I just can't even see how a person would even be in business here in America, which America is the pinnacle of all business really in the world. I don't understand how a person could be in business and not understand this. So therefore, that's when I'm seeing something bigger where somebody might have wanted to create these types of chaotic scenes for us as black people. That's my opinion.
Right. And it's sad that we keep falling into the trap.
That's right.
It's so easy to fall into those traps. It's really sad and it's pitiful. And I was sitting here thinking about when I lived in Maryland myself, and I actually was at a Popeyes too, actually. Went there, they had ran out of chicken. I'm saying to myself, how are you a chicken? A restaurant that only specializes in chicken running out of chicken.
Right.
They ain't have no straws. They ain't have. I said, what is going on?
Right. Right. And how are you still able to make it?
Right. But you know, I'm just thinking about all the times we all stood. Not we, but I'm saying our people stood in line for hours for, like you said, Jordan's, the up-to-date Jordans. And the crazy thing is these people, most of them people didn't have no food. They probably lost their shelter.
Right.
You was living sleeping
right.
on somebody else's couch. But you have money to go buy them Jordans. You have money to go buy that iPhone. I mean, you're busy making somebody else rich, but what are you doing for yourself? I mean, are you standing
right.
in line? Are you standing in hours line fighting for your freedom, financial freedom? But you setting somebody else free. You know,
well,
building and feeding somebody else's kids. I mean, it's just crazy.
And that's just the reality, because I myself was having this same conversation, how our children, that goes for just the typical American child, is taught to be a consumer. So we are taught how to be consumers rather than being, you know, owners, business owners. The majority of our people, you know, are taught, again, how to be good business owners, how to wait in line for a product. Now, you're going to take, like you said, take 2 hours out of your day that you could be making money, and then you're going to spend money. It's not like you're going to get a discount because you're
right.
waiting these 2 hours. No, you're not. You're only going to have to spend the same amount of money that I would have to spend if I walked right in and got it, right? So, therefore,
right.
you got people waiting in line to spend their money. And a lot of times, whatever they're spending their money on, now with the Jordans, I know sometimes they can sell them back for more or for the same price, you know, that
mm-hmm.
they – but a lot of times this is not the case. People are just buying the shoes to put on their feet and go out. And I'm going to tell you the thing. A lot of our consumers, the majority of our people that buy the Jordans, which I used to be a Jordan buyer, but a lot of people don't even know that when the sole starts to come off or when something starts to become defective, that you can send those shoes back to get a free reimbursement or get a free pair of shoes. Now, that's the sad part as it relates to education. A lot of those
mm-hmm.
people that stand in line for those shoes to spend $200, they don't even know that when their shoes start to tear up, that they can send them right back and get a free pair of shoes. Now, that's the sad part of knowing how, you know, to be educated on being a consumer, on being
right.
educated to, you know, knowing how to consume.
Well, I didn't know about that. You taught me something new today.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
So, yeah, I'm just really, like I said, thinking about all the things that they stand in line, them $1,800 cell phones.
Mm-hmm.
But yet your kids eating on chicken, on hot dogs and ramen noodles and peanut butter and
right,
jelly
right.
sandwiches.
Right.
I'm trying to understand why you're not using that money to, like you said, invest in yourself, invest in your business. Invest in
right.
your family. And I'm telling you, I'm so thankful I changed my environment. Not saying that everything in my environment was bad, but at the same time, it's a different type of environment when you around some people that have that want to win, that want to do something different with their life. And so,
right.
like, again, that environment is everything, the way they think.
Yes, ma'am.
And just one of my mentors, actually, the first time I met one of my mentors, this man earned $2 million a year just off his investments, okay? But when
uh-huh.
I first met him, he had some sneakers. They was leaning to the side, some wrinkled-up shorts with a Hawaiian shirt on. Couldn't even know that this man is a multimillionaire. But
uh-huh.
getting in his environment and start learning, doing something different, I said, oh, my God, when you look back. And so with, the unfortunate thing is when this family look back, they family going to always be known that my brother, my cousin, my son, whoever this is, person is to that person, he died over a daggone chicken sandwich.
Uh-huh. Right. Right.
Now, let me ask you something. Have you tasted the chicken sandwich yet?
No, I'm a vegan. I'm glad I'm not.
Oh, okay.
I'm not
okay.
even in that, but I will say this, that if I were eating, in my conscious mind, I would be definitely very, very, in the days and age of overwhelming amounts of hormones and pesticides and herbicides, all this stuff that's causing cancer and mental disorders and, you know, I would definitely be very, very, very skeptical as it relates to them talking about, hey, we don't even have enough chickens to kill to now supply, you know, and they talking about cloning and, you know, this is where, you know, I would be, and I would definitely be afraid to even consume, you know, that thing.
Wow, it's so powerful you said that, because, you know, it's crazy because I had, at one time I was growing my food in my yard and I slipped up and had a piece of chicken. But I always thought about that. I said, they had to farm a whole lot of chickens that feed all of these millions of people, or probably billions of people, just in the United States, not even in other countries.
Right, right.
And so you're right. It's about them cloning and, you know, adding all this extra stuff to the chickens and blow them up. And wow, you got, look,
right, because it's not a natural appetite that we have. You got people that are eating supersized meals, so they're gonna have five hamburgers. They're gonna have five chicken sandwiches. So I don't know if we really realize how many chickens would have to actually die in order to, for everything. This is daily now, and they can't,
right.
They can't produce that much. So that's what they're talking about, you know, all this other stuff to help enhance them, to grow them quicker. So, you know, that's where my consciousness has led me to, and hopefully with your supporters and your listeners, you know, they would do the same, or anybody that's, you know, checking this out.
Right. And I was just having that conversation last night. Go back either vegetarian or vegan. I promise you, I had that conversation. Because we was talking about that last night, me and my brother and one of his friends. Well, I appreciate you line. I appreciate you
getting
on and talking. Make sure you follow me on my Blog Talk show. Let me ask you a question, too, before you leave and before we get off. How did you hear about my station?
Well, I was I like to try to check out Blog Talk shows, so I was on the BTR website, and I saw your show pop up, and I felt like it was a pretty good title. So thank you for having a mindful conversation such as this.
Oh, thank you. I appreciate it. And you're always welcome to come back on, and I'm always looking for some people to actually get on my show that, you know, want to share their story. So if you're interested, you can reach out to me. My email is faithfocusfinish, just like the name of my show, and it's @gmail.com. So I appreciate you coming on and speaking up. We got other callers on the line, but a lot of times I get some shy people.
Okay, I understand.
All right. Well, I appreciate your output, about this subject, because it definitely had to be talked about.
Yes,
all
ma'am,
right. Well, I'm great in the show. I actually want to end it with a quote today, and it's keep your dreams alive. Understand to achieve anything requires faith and belief in yourself, vision, hard work, determination, and dedication. So remember that all things are possible for those who believe. You just got to have enough
faith
to believe in yourself. Yes, sir. And I just want to thank all the people that got on today and that listened, you know, to a Faith Focus Finish Blog Talk radio show. We are Monday through Friday, sometime Saturday. The call-in number is 563-999-3741. You can actually follow me on my Blog Talk radio station. Or you can follow me on Faith Lane on LinkedIn or on Facebook. And or you can email faithfocusfinish@gmail.com. And I'm going to end this out on a song. I want you guys to have a great and blessed day. And thank you, sir, for getting on the line.
Thank you, sis. Have a blessed day.
You too.
outside now, so I would never have to wait at the gate. I could have checked in the five-star palace and would have got the whole floor for my stay. And if I really, really, really wanted to print my own money with my own face in my own state,
like Prince the King,
living like a king, but my heart said,
wait,
for just something a little better.
Wait,
don't settle for whatever, just
wait
for someone that can bring me everything I want and need.
Oh,
a dollar every time I heard it, yes, I would be. Talking one for every day of the week. Even my Mondays would have been crazy and stayed the same up to Friday. I mean, I really, really, honestly and true, could have been someone you love to hate, but it's okay.
Girl, I'm not that way.
Cause every time I try to be something, people telling me for something just a little better. Don't settle for whatever.